Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Moses and all other Old Testament writers continually warned God's people of the possibility of apostasy. Although the word apostasy is never used in the King James Version of the Bible. However, many of the modern versions use the noun apostasy. The Revised Standard Version reads, "Your wickedness will punish you, and your apostasies will convict you. Know and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God. The fear of me is not in you, says the Lord." Jeremiah 2:19. "Therefore a lion from the forest shall kill them. A wolf from the desert shall destroy them. A leopard is watching against their cities. Everyone who goes out of them shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their apostasies are great." Jeremiah 5:16. When the Jews departed from the Lord's will, what would happen to them? Moses writes, "The Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where the Lord shall lead you." Deuteronomy 4:27. Hundreds of thousands of Jews were scattered when the 10 tribes in the north were conquered by Assyria. The 10 tribes never returned from their captivity. The 2 tribes in the south were scattered when Babylon carried them into exile. 70 years later, the 2 tribes returned to their homeland. A few hundred years later, the nation of Israel was scattered among all the nations of the earth. Their scattering was a result of their rebellion against God. The scattering did not result from a lack of God's care, but as punishment for the Jews' ungodly behavior. Tragically, when the Jews were scattered among the heathen nations, they encountered every false god you can imagine. Moses predicted that the Jews would serve false gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. Deuteronomy 4:28. God had specifically forbidden His people to serve the gods of the nations surrounding them. They were all false gods. And yet when the Jews were scattered among the pagan people, they witnessed the tragedy of men's worshiping gods of their own making. Those false gods, Moses warned, could neither see, hear, eat, or smell. In other words, they were really nothing. They had no power either for good or for evil. But when men worship idols, they become corrupt morally and spiritually. They engage in the most abominable practices. Can you imagine God's people being involved in such evil? As dire as these warnings are, which God gave the Israelites through Moses, there is a silver lining to a dark cloud. "But if from thence you shall seek the Lord your God, you shall find Him, if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul." Deuteronomy 4:29. The warnings God gave the Jews did not mean that God was forsaking His people. In fact, the very opposite was true. God wanted the Jews to reject the appeal of idolatry and turn their lives over to Him. He wanted them to seek Him. He would not endure any pretense, but He wanted them to turn to Him with all their hearts and with all their souls. Nothing short of total commitment would prevent their being scattered among the nations. Do you remember Paul's sermon on Mars Hill in Athens, Greece? He said, "God made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. Neither is He worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, for He is not far from any of us." My friends, thank you, and may God bless you.